All right. Hey, Brenda, go right ahead.
All right. Hey, guys. I'm so glad that you chimed in on our 1 o'clock prospecting call. It's going to be an amazing call. We do this every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and what we want you to do is definitely get on the call, and we want you to get your prospects on the call as well, because we want to show them what they can get out of Surge 365 and how we can help them earn that $26,000 in the next 12 months, the next 90 days, or however you want to earn it. So, again, we thank you guys for getting on the call, and I know that we have some more people chiming in. So if you just want to, someone that just came in, if you just want to state your name and tell us where you're calling from, we're going to go ahead and get this thing rocking and rolling.
All right, well, let me just go ahead and unmute everybody. Everybody can scream their name out in a minute. Hold on. All right, there you go, Brenda.
All right, so guys, the ones that we didn't hear, please announce yourself really, really quick so we can we'll know exactly where you're calling from.
Celestine from Houston.
Alfred Houston, Cleveland, Ohio.
Vivian Fields, Cleveland, Ohio.
Barbara Hawkins from Cleveland, Ohio.
Wow, we have a lot of Cleveland, Ohio's up in the house tonight, this morning. Okay, so good folks for chiming in. So you guys are the ones that are about to pave the way. You guys are the ones that got on this line. You're really wanting to get that $26,000 within the next 90 days, the next the next year, or in 2 years. Vaughn is going to show us a way that we can get it in 90 days. We can hit this thing in 12 months, or we can hit it in 24 months. It's what you want to do. And if your prospects are on this call, I'm glad that you got them on. What I'm going to do now is bring on my upline director, my mentor, and I am so glad to be a part of his 7 to 10. I look forward to being mentored. That's right. I look forward to being mentored by him each and every day, spending my hour with him so he can show me exactly what I need to do to get to where I need to be. So, again, he is my upline director. He is Von Nickelberry, all the way out of Michigan. And I tell you, he is amazing. He has gotten over $10,000 bonuses over and over and over and over. And he drives
You're killing me.
Cars. Guys, he is amazing. So, again, I'm going to bring him back on. Von, are you on the line after I'm killing you?
You know what? I am on the line, and let me say this, Brenda. I want to say thank you very much. Now, you just retired from your job.
I did.
And I'm so excited. And so let me ask this real quick before we bring our guest Tashawn on the line. How are you going to replace your six-figure income that you are getting with the federal government?
Surge 365.
Well, hey, all right. Well, hey, everybody, I want to welcome everybody to this call, and I'm excited. And the reason I am excited is because I have my hero. Yep, you heard it right. I have my hero, Tashawn Richardson, on the call. And you might say, well, Von, you're her upline, but she's your hero. Yes, and the reason she's my hero is this. Because she decided to do something different. She went against the grain, and she changed not only her life, but she's changing the lives of other people. And I want you to, you know, we're going to ask her some, some questions, but I want you guys to think about something. This is a model for anybody who may have an excuse as to why they can't do Surge 5. So I want her to share a little bit about her story. I'm going to ask her a few questions. She just got off of a cruise, but I want to introduce her as the person who set the bar in our company. And in her first 80 days, you know, I tell people, you know, she did it from scratch. She didn't come over from another company with a bunch of people over. She said, Von, I was using my SNAP card in May. Now look at me, girl, how you like me now. You guys help me welcome Miss 50K to Shana Richardson. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really appreciate you taking the time to have me on your call. And, again, he says that I'm his hero, but you guys are the heroes. So, you know,
listen,
just.
You're my hero for real. I really mean that. You think I'm playing, girl. It's hard for me to tell your story without getting emotional.
Oh, wow.
Because people don't do what you do. The average person don't do that. You had a story. You said, I'm going to commit to this. And I want you to think about something. Your first 80 days, you go from what, $136 to over 40. Yeah, over to close to 50 grand. And what most people don't know about this, because I looked at your back office and I looked at it, and you're approaching that six figures.
Yep.
Because there's some stuff in your back office that hasn't even been tallied yet.
Right.
And so let me just ask you this. Why did you choose to do Surge 365, Tashana?
I chose Surge 365 because I didn't have a choice. I did not have a choice. What I was doing for 12 years, I had nothing to show for it. 12 years standing in the hair salon working for somebody else, I didn't have anything to show for it. I had 5 children. I had 5 mouths to feed. I had 5 bodies to clothe. And I was barely keeping my head above water. So when this opportunity, and mind you, I'm saying opportunity, this is not a job. This is not something that I went back to school and said, hey, I got a degree. Let me work this business. Because truth of the matter, guys, I didn't even graduate from high school. I didn't walk across the stage and pick up my high school diploma. I was standing on the outside of the gate watching my whole class walk across the stage. And it's not something that I'm proud of, but I'm not ashamed of it either. So I chose Surge 365 because I didn't have a choice. See, a lot of people want get in this business because they're scared. But they're not scared to live paycheck to paycheck. They're not scared to look at their check and it's $100 short because the company didn't calculate their money right. See, this company has never not given me all the money that I've earned. Every dollar that I've worked for, I earned it. And I've not ever not had my check on time, not once. And so I chose this company because, again, for the third time, I didn't have a choice. And I got in this business, and I ran day one. I had already lost everything that I had. I had no car. I didn't even have a roof over my head. We're not talking about 4 or 5 years ago. We're talking about last year, February the 18th. I walked away from a beautiful home that me and my ex shared together, and I walked away with nothing. And I was standing in expectation that God was going to do something great for me. And see, a lot of y'all are at the point where you're sick and tired, but you're just complaining. And by complaining, it gets you nowhere. So you stand in the middle of the ocean, and God's sending that life jacket to you, but you don't even want to put it on because you don't like that color. Or you say, well, this ain't my size. I wear a large, but this is a small. You better take that jacket and make it work. You better take this opportunity and learn later. And that's exactly what I did. And the first 7 days in the business, Renee Toppin, my mentor, she told me to go get 7 people in 30 days so I won't have to worry about my monthly fee. Well, you know what I did? Everything that I do, I give myself a goal. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it quicker than 30 days. Well, you know how many days I've made my first bonus? 7. 7 days, I got the fast start bonus of $1,290. I went back to work that following week, and right in the middle of my work day, God said, go right now, go now. And I went in, I said, okay. I went in the office where my manager was, and I said, I got to go right now. And I was smiling, and I was excited, and I was anxious. And she said, go where? I said, I got to go. She said, go get something to eat, go pick up your children. I said, no, I got to go. I got to leave this job right now. And she said, well, let me get your last check out, and let me write your check. My last check walking out the hair salon was $132.50. I took it like she gave me $1 million, and I left. Didn't even grab all my belongings. You know what? Because at that point, I didn't even care. I didn't even care because I had an opportunity that was placed in my hands, and I needed to focus on this opportunity because if I can make $1,290 in 7 days, well, God knows I can do it again. And guess what? I did it. The following Thursday night, I did it again, and I did it again, and I kept on doing it. And then I start showing my team what was shown to me in 80 days. See, it wasn't easy, but it wasn't hard either when you have faith to believe. See, nothing is impossible when you know the possibility. You can have the possibility. You watch Not Von Nickelberry, and I watched Renee Toppin, and I watched everybody in the industry. I got in thinking this is what everybody was doing, so I was not going to be a turtle. I was going to be a tiger and run with the tigers. And they were like, Shauna, no, you're about to be the first person that ever done this. And I was like, what I got to do? What I got to do to get to it? My son's birthday was July the 30th. And I was working hard for this, pushing this goal to get it by my 90 days. And this was like my 75th day. And she said, Renee Toppin told me, she said, well, you're not going to be able to go to your son's birthday party. And I know a lot of you probably frowning up and saying, you can't go to your son's birthday party? Who she thinks she is? But see, she sold something into my life. She said, you work on this goal, you bonus, because your child now, he can have a birthday party every 30th of the month. And see, when you surround yourself around millionaires and people that are doing what you want to do, you'll listen. That's the first thing you got to do. You got to listen. So I kept on working. I sent my son with his father, and they had a beautiful birthday party for him. And his mom was at home working in Target, using their Wi-Fi, and Burger King using their Wi-Fi because I didn't have any. And you know the day I bonus? Guess where I bonus at? I was in Target, in their Starbucks, in Knightdale, North Carolina, and I bonus. I had my 100th person in Target. So nobody, it's hard to tell somebody like a Tashana that I can't do this and this ain't for me. I didn't have nothing. When I say nothing, nothing. I was driving somebody else's car. I got my check in August. I went to the car lot and I bought me a car. Because I didn't ever want to have that on my watch where my car would be repoed and I got to hide in the garage and somebody had my car repoed. I didn't ever want to not have another roof over my children's head because of a separation. And thank God I met Jennifer Houston in business, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be in Georgia right now. See, you know what? My credit was messed up, and sometimes people don't care how much money you have. But see, God showed me favor, found me a house, looked past my credit, and now I'm here living my life. Living the life that I'm supposed to live. See, a lot of people on the phone said, well, as long as my bills paid, I'm good. No, you're not. Because God said he'll open up a window and pour you out blessings that you don't even have room to receive. That means you're supposed to be, good, paying your bills and then have an abundance. You're supposed to be living in your abundance, and your abundance is supposed to be helping somebody else. So you just don't want to be, I'm good. See, I started this business, and I took off running. Now I'm close to almost 300 people on my team, and my goal is to be marketing director in less than a year. I haven't even been in the business a year yet. I've never had a comma in my bank account. It's always been insufficient. So this business, it is for everybody. People say, oh, this ain't for me. It ain't for me. So you don't want to tell people how to change their lives. You don't want to get in a position to show somebody else a different way. See, being in a hair salon, I loved it. But there's no way in the world I would have been able to have a comma in my bank account. Mind you, my last check, and I took a picture of it, put it in the group to show everybody this was my last check. Because this is a real story. I used my food stamp card for 17 years. That's the age of my son, because nobody ever showed me another way. As soon as I had him, I went straight to social services to get assistance, because I'm a single mom. I got to do this thing by myself. Because that's what society tells you to do. Go get the crumbs. But thank God for Renee Toppin reaching out to me on social media. This woman had never seen me a day in my life. And see, the people that you think are going to be there to help you or be there to support you, you can counsel them out right now. It's going to be a perfect stranger, like a Von Nickelberry, like a Tashana Richardson. See, I brought hope because I already believed in myself. I believed in me. I was already standing in the expectation that I was born to be great. But I needed that vehicle to get me to my greatness. And so for the first time in my life, I didn't peek through the blinds. I opened up the door wide open to opportunity. And today I work from home. I'm able to take my children to school. My son just finished high school. He'll be attending A&T University in the fall. And see, that's priceless to me, to be able to take my children for the very first time to the beach. And to watch my children, just as soon as I laid the towels out to watch them enjoy, they took off running out the beach. I thought something was wrong. I panicked. I was scared. But they was just holding the mouth and foaming from the mouth. They was like, Mom, something is wrong with the water. And I'm like, what? What's wrong with the water? They was like, it tastes salty. My children didn't even know what the ocean water supposed to be like, because they've been going to the public $2 pool all their life. See, moments like that, that's more than Surge 365. That is a priceless moment that if I would have never got myself in position, I would have never experienced that. See, whoever has children on this call today, you tell your children to go to school and get a good education and don't bring me home no bad grades. But what if your children turned around and gave you on a report card and finances was one of your courses? Would you say you would pass or would you fail? Because I was failing. And my children came home a couple times with the lights turned off. And I would lie and say, oh, they outside working on the lights, knowing that I didn't have the extra $60 to put on my light bill, and I had to run the extension cord from my next-door neighbor house to my house until I was able to pay it. So you got to make a decision, a simple cell phone decision. Travel, I don't have to tell you how to travel. I think everybody on this phone know how to travel. I think everybody know how to book a room, book a cruise. That's easy. That's the bonus part. We're going to travel. We're going to take a whole bunch of trips. But this opportunity allowed me to get in position to not only change my life, but the people that want this opportunity. And I'm running. 2017 is my breakthrough year. And I pray that you all hear and know and understand that this is an opportunity of a lifetime. Opportunities like this don't come often. And you're going to miss your boat. Don't miss your boat because you don't understand it. Don't miss your boat because you don't think you can do this business. Don't do the business. Get in the business. All right? Thank you so much, Vaughn, for having me.
No,
I really appreciate
it. No, wait. Hold on. See, this is why I love you, but then I don't like you because you're trying to make me cry, and I ain't supposed
don't
to cry.
Don't you cry. It's a blessing. You guys have been wonderful to me. You guys have opened up doors. And
listen, do you know how many people are grabbing their tissue right now, girl?
I'm grabbing mine. I cry every time, too. Every time I go in my pocketbook and see that EBT card, I'm thankful that when the 19th come around now, that I don't focus on did my food stamps load. Did, you know, oh, my God, what am I going to do when the food stamps go and I don't have the extra money? What am I going to do? You know, they called me back and said, are you sure you don't want it? I said, I'm positive. I'm positive I don't want the crumbs anymore. I depend on God. And see, we can't keep preaching, oh, it's my season to be blessed. You're not doing nothing about it. Stop singing it. Stop singing it if you're not putting no action behind your faith. Faith without works is dead. And I tell myself every day, you were born to be great. You were born to win. You were born to be in position to help change lives. And that's one of Coach Tomer's His desire is to see 10,000 families financially free. And I'm going to help him do that because it changed my life. Money gives you options. You know why people depressed? Over half of the world is depressed right now? Because they don't have money. They don't have money. So don't let this opportunity pass you by. Yeah, do your research. Do whatever you want to do. Do whatever you need to do. But you know what? When I joined this business, I didn't ask one question. The only thing I asked was what I got to do. I signed up through the inbox on Facebook. That's how I signed up. That's how excited I was. And I emptied out my bank account because, mind you, $409 that I invested in this business was not going to get me anywhere. I couldn't pay a bill with it. I couldn't go put a deposit down on a house. So I sowed a seed. And God turned it around and gave it right back to me in 7 days. And I left my job. And they was like, girl, you crazy to leave your job. But what is $132.50 going to fee? What I'm doing? What am I really doing? So you got to stop listening to broke people. A lot of people told me don't do this business. Oh, I got to see it to believe it. And now they sin and their pride won't even allow them to say, hey, Shauna, you were right. See, you got two types of people in this world. You got people that's going to sit on the bench, and you got people that's going to be on the team and play the game. See, we all wearing the same jersey. I don't want to be a bench player. I want to get in the game and play.
Well,
so this year, y'all see me running wild is because I got 5 children to take care of. And so I just thank God for the opportunity. Take it away, Vaughn.
Listen. Yes, I want to see you run wild, but you got to remember, when I pass you the ball, you can't make me cry.
Passing the ball back to you.
Listen. One of the things I want to say is that was, I mean, it's one of the most touching stories in networking that I've heard. But I don't want people to leave here with tears in their eyes. So the last thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the cruise you went on. It was something that was free. One of the things that you're going to find out is that now you're in the travel business, you're going to be doing a lot more traveling than you've ever done before. So let's talk about that first cruise and your experience. Why don't you share it with us?
oh my God, I don't know if you guys were on my page, but I was hyped like the day before, like it was about to be really, really real. And so when we pulled up and I saw that big ship, I don't know if you guys know, but I'm a big cry baby because I was trying to take it all in and I couldn't contain myself. And I was like, I'm really going on the ship. Like, I'm really about to get on this ship. And I was talking to myself on, you know, getting on the ship. And then when I actually got up there, they had that going away party. And then I just took a minute and looked to my left. On my right, the clouds were forming. It was about to rain. And then on my left, we caught a picture of the sun as it was about to set. And it was breathtaking because I was right in the middle of the ocean. I was right in the middle of what God had created. You know, God created this entire universe for us to see. I'm born and raised in Rocky Mountain, North Carolina. The only piece of water that I ever seen was a little city lake where mean ducks play and you got to buy the bread to give to the ducks. That's all my children ever seen. I'm on this big ship in the middle of the ocean on my way to Cozumel, Mexico. On my way there because this company gave it to me. This company provided that experience for me. And, I mean, that was probably there. Renee Toppin, she was my roommate. This is her 16th, 17th cruise. Here I am like a child on Christmas Day. You know, didn't even know how to fill out my stuff to get over, like what I need, passport, birth certificate. What do I need? You know, can I just go up and ask what I want to eat? They was like, yeah, you can call, just whatever you want. And then to have the opportunity to take a moment with the founder of this company, he just grabbed me. And it was a moment that I would never forget. And he poured so much to me in less than 30 seconds. So you guys, I'm with a company that cares about my success. They care about, they don't ever want to see or hear whatever happened to Tashauna on that watch. They don't want to see that. So they have provided me with people to help me with my finances, because when you got somebody that you never had no money before, it feels good, but you can blow it. So I'm thankful I got people that want to see me make it, but they want to see me keep it. But on that cruise ship, just to see fish jumping in and out of the water, to look out and look at the clouds meeting the sun, I mean, as far as my eyes could see, like, what's over there? You know, God, if you created, I can go there. And then when I got to Mexico, you know, and I thought I was living bad. I thought it was horrible, you know, living in Section 8. But you have no idea. You know, they showed us, like, the rich area and the poor area. The rich area don't look no better than the poor area. And you got kids dancing on the street, begging for money. You know, but they wait for the tourists. That's how they make their money. They wait for somebody like us to come over and buy their things and, you know, get on their double-decker buses. And that's what they do every day. I'm like, why are you kids ain't in school? Like, you know, I'm just looking around and I'm taking it all in. You are so blessed. You know, you are so blessed. We're the only country left that has a middle class. Everywhere else, you either rich or you either poor. So I don't mean to make you cry, but travel is an experience. It's created. I mean, I haven't been anywhere like everybody else in the company has been, but they know for me anywhere that I've been outside of where I'm from is a memory for me. You know, I can't wait to go to Las Vegas. I've never been to Las Vegas. I'm about to go in April and Orlando, Florida in March, and then we're going to California in August. Like, we're taking trips. This is what I do. Because I made a decision to get up off my hind part. I made a decision to get up off my hind part and say, you know what, I want more. See, a lot of people scream those words, but they never, ever do anything about it. Don't watch me win. Join me and win with me. I feel like, you know, a lot of people are just scared. And you got to take this opportunity. You got to break through that fear. And so that whole experience, those 5 days on that cruise ship, it's just, let me tell you something. When I got back home, when I felt like I was still on that cruise ship. Oh, my God. It was just a beautiful experience. Experience Cozumel, Mexico. Then we went on to Progreso, Mexico. And I mean, it was just, I can't explain, like, you just got to go. You just got to get out there and see what God has created for you to see. And that's my goal. I'm taking my children on vacation for the remainder of our lives. Back you,
wow.
God.
Well, you know what, Tashana? Again, we were supposed to talk about you eating. We were supposed to talk about.
I know. I ate everything.
And then you ate alligator. And then you made everybody grab tissue all
I'm
over
I'm sorry. I ate duck soup. I ate everything in New Orleans. See, I went to New Orleans first, y'all, for 5 days for the winter regional, and I had all kinds of food. It jacked my stomach up, but they said, you got to eat new things. You just can't come here eat chicken and fries. You got to eat some new things. So I took their advice, and, I mean, it's just experience. Like, you just won't get it being stuck. You gotta break through that fear of the unknown and just take the opportunity, learn and earn later. Learn and earn later, and that's exactly what I've done. I came home to 4 chicks. I got 3 when I got here, and then yesterday I forgot it was Monday, and Monday is payday for Surge 365, so it's still sitting on the counter. I'll get to the bank when I get there. That feels good not to be in a rush. That feels so good.
You know what? I love that. I do, and I remember, and I'm going to share this. And again, we could talk about money, and people say, well, you guys talk about money a lot. I don't think we talk about it enough in this company. And the reason I say that is because, you know, so many times we can focus on how fun travel is and how exciting travel is, but the reality of it is that most people probably don't have the money to. And so we just want to show you a better way to do it. And so you might be a guest on this call. You might be listening saying, man, wow, if you don't get anything else, just what's your excuse for not getting involved? Everything about our business makes sense. But, Tashana, we were sitting there. And we were going through your back office, and you said something. And it reminded me, and I'm pretty sure Rick Reese, one of my seven-figure earners, would just kind of smile and say, hey, I know exactly how you feel. But you said, oh, last week I just got a check for $3,500. I ain't even cashed it yet.
Nope.
I want you to think about that. I got a check last week for $3,500. It's just sitting there. I haven't even cashed it yet. People live right around April and right around after, you know, they do their taxes, and they live for that one little or large income tax check. Don't you want to just stop just going to work and doing the same routine over and over? Don't you want to get out there and enjoy life and create memories? And that's what our opportunity does. So, Tashana, you're going to have the last few words before Brenda close us out. But in 15 seconds or less, for the guests who might be on this call, and they might be thinking, well, everything sounds good, but I just don't know. What would you say to that person who's on the fence?
I would honestly ask. I would ask them a question. What is your plan B? What other options do you have to prosper? Not just get ahead when you get your tax refund, because I, too, used to wait on my tax refund because it was a little come-up. And I blew it so quickly. I said I was going to do this, that, and the third, and I didn't do it. But you have, that's just 1 month out of 12. I started my year off on vacation. People save money to go to places like that when it's warm outside. I traded my sneakers in for flip-flops in January. What other options do you have? If you're okay with living paycheck to paycheck, then this is not for you. But if you're serious about changing your financial status, if you're serious about wanting more out of life for yourself, see, I'm creating a legacy for my children. I'm working hard. I'm working real hard. So when I go out of here, you won't see my children putting up a GoFundMe for money to help put me away because I'm taking care of my affairs right now. So if I had to say anything, what other option do you have? And if you don't have one, today is your day. Today is your day. Today could be your May 13th. That's what I would say.
Wow. Today is your day. Well, Brenda, it is 1:30. Well, I just want to say thank you to Tashana before I hand it over to Brenda. I am so grateful. And I think as people listen to you, not only are you my hero, but I'm pretty sure you're a hero to everybody else too. So, Brenda, wow, why don't you?
I'm telling you, Deshauna, that did it for me. I'm sitting here, and like you say, tissues are just everywhere because that's an amazing story. Guys, if you're on this call, if you're a guest on this call, right here and now, you heard what you can do. Anyone can do this. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? What do you want to change in your life that can make you get paid every Monday to be able to have a six-figure income and have fun all at the same time? She showed us how we can do it. You heard her story. And it's not that she's anything special. Anyone can do it. You all can get out there and do it. You have to ask yourself, how bad do you want it? What's your why? Do you want to change the lives of your family? Do you want to help get your kids through college? What do you want? I know I have a number of things that I need to do. I know I have a number of things that I want. I want to put my grandson through college. And the only way that I can do that is through the Search 365 company. So, guys, you know it. So get back to the person that invited you on this call and get your questions answered, although they should be answered now. Only thing that you need to do now is get yourself started and see the checks come into you. So, again, Vaughn, thank you. And, Deshauna, thank you so much for sharing your story with our listeners. Guys, look forward to being back on this call with you on next Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Goodbye.
Thank you all. Goodbye.